So you ascend by appearing to others to have cut off communication.
No, 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 no. You can cause the communication. See, George Soros is trying to ascend, but he's not doing a very good job of it. He wants to. He's got the fake version of it. So he's trying to say something. He's trying to rule something. But he's not doing a good job because he's not doing it purely. So he's not there. So it's biting him in the butt. He's feeling it hard.
Well, a big reason why you don't tell people how to ascend is that you got to get your mind to realize you're already ascended.
But we have told them, everybody, to be fucking still, Bob. We've done everything. Take the products. Engage non-physical. Drop your resistances. And then changing even with the CRISPR of how it's physically done in the meat sack body and how you lay in to open up chromosome 14, which changes the way the proteins are changed in your body and the thalamus opens up. And then the lotus flower and the angel diagram with the 14 rings of freedom shows exactly how it works. I mean, we've done everything but run it up your bum hole. and a coffee enema. Oh, if y'all gonna do them coffee enemas, do y'all do coffee enemas? You should. That's all the rage. Add tequila to the coffee enema. It's life-giving. You'll love that. You tell you, it's ready to go.
But you left out one of the more important things is you have to start studying Bob Chart and doing what the chart tells you to read.
If they got this far, they already know that. They didn't call me. They don't look up, Bob, they don't look up how to ascend and it comes up. You got to go through Dobstown long before you get over here. Everybody knows that. You don't know who Marge Stewart is, you'll never make it past in the post-Mayor McLuhan age.
Back to the question, it's your attitude. You once said that if Carol and I were in San Francisco and a big earthquake happened, we wouldn't notice it. Now, we would be noticing things, but not that. That's the ascended state?
You wouldn't even come in. You wouldn't even come into that San Francisco.
Yeah.
You're not in that Maui, so.
Right. So people will try to image what the ascended condition is, and you don't have any clues.
Others will do it. See? What y'all were listening to before, you may not be listening. We don't know. We can't be so high-minded to think you'd actually have a proclivity to engage. But the point becomes that you have to know, like Burke, he's done the steps and the details of this process that's now moved to such a level or degree, he's actually making gainful traction in his knowing. And so the cares of life seem to grow stranger and stranger and strangerly dim to him, more so than usual. Things work out. Problems, angels, he battles the angels. He knows how to do that now. They come after him. He knows the words and the conditions to respond, and he's doing great. We play it down just because he doesn't like all the zeitgeist. It's not necessary. You know what I'm saying? He's trying to ascend himself. He's not trying to show you he's ascended. See the difference? Alyssa is doing great.
He has to do all this stuff I don't have to do.
Yeah, he wants to, though. That's the difference. He wants to.
So the ascending person is doing what they want to do, purely doing what they want
to do. You don't mind pounding that bread of life, do you, Bob? That's not a chore to you, is it?
What is it? Pounding the red light.
You know. Pounding the bread of life.
My phone's a little blurry, ladies. But anyways,
my name,
pounding the bread of life. I'm the only guy on the planet who's got it.
Pilots, in the words of 21 Pilots, we are blurry face, Bob, and we care what you think.
He's quoting a song by 21 Pilots. Okay, so I'm enjoying the bread of life, therefore I'm ascending.
No, but you don't have to do that, but yet you do it. And you don't mind the living water, and you pound that pretty easy, don't you?
Yes.
Is that something you feel you have to do? Is that something that you're troubled by having to engage?
Well, now that I drink it, I have to drink it.
Well, I know you like it, though.
Yeah, because I like it. Okay, so you're kind of saying ascension is doing what you like.
Yeah.
And qualify that.
Of course. Ascension is it becomes natural. That's the natural aspect. And then once your body starts engaging, it's kind of like when you get up in the morning and you move around and you get used to it. Carolyn says that a body in motion tends to stay in motion. We don't know why. We don't care why. But that's what she said. And so as long as you don't ever have any antibiotics or one spoonful of sugar, you can live. But if you ever have either of those, it's over. You're doomed. It's done for you. So don't worry about it. But past that, if you get in motion, she says you tend to stay in motion. Well, that's the same thing with ascension. Once you start in that path, you tend to stay in that motion of ascension. And then the next thing you know, poof, you're there.
So you're saying stop using your mind to make judgments. Play down the
Every time
mind.
You do, it ends up being something that you've subjugated to say, why do I like blue? I like blue, but I don't know why. Well, blue must be what I know. But how do I know that I know that I know that blue is what I know? What if it were really a periwinkle? Maybe it's periwinkle that I like that's taunted me into a royal blue.
That's what the mind does.
No. All right. And there's the rub.
Okay.
It's like, whoa,
so as Lisa and Chris said that Lisa spends a lot of time reading stuff on the Google.
We're so sorry.
Is that overuse of her mind, or if she's enjoying it, there's no problem there?
We don't care. There's no problem to ask either way. We don't bother us. Whatever you want to do.
As long as it doesn't infringe on the rights of somebody else, would you say, or it doesn't hurt somebody else?
Everybody.
There's a punchline.
You can't look at that website because that offends me. Well, you don't know what website it is. I don't care. You're going to take that off because I'm not going to have it anywhere in my internet. Nowhere in my internet is that going to be there. You're not going to look at that. You know, the dogs and cats laying together. Oh, no, we're not going to have none of that around here. Well, honey, yeah, no. Fuck everybody else. If you ascend and you become a god, it's none of their fucked up business. Get them out of your life and you'll be 100 times better. You lay around in water and ask everybody else how you're supposed to look, be, do things, and you'll start looking like Kim Kardashian.
Oh, God.
Just saying.
There we are.
Although we do like Hermé. Now, we ain't got nothing against Hermé. Hermé's all right.
Yeah.
Wear Hermé. You can pull off Hermé, you're doing all right. That's okay. Don't wear Tom Ford, though. Whatever you do, don't wear Tom Ford. It's terrible. No.
Okay.
Tom Ford's not even wearing Tom Ford.
So, thank you very much, Lisa. You should stay on the line because we're going to go back to Lisa, the other Lisa, and Bert. And you're going to hear two people boring the hell out of us about how their personal problems are not an issue anymore.
Finish the single-handedly the most important thing that's ever been done on this planet heretofore, just now, yeah.
It's just going to happen right now, so keep tuning in.
It was a nice segue, though, eh?
Hey, Bob.
Yes.
Bob, can I ask you one quick question?
Okay.
You just did.
If you're interested in one other ion question, let me know and come back, and I got one final comment on the show for what we just discussed.
Okay, so, well, do you want to do it now?
Oh, I mean, I didn't want to take up the other time, you know.
No, they've waited an hour anyway.
There is no time. You humans invented time errantly.
Yeah, go ahead.
I do want to say that I appreciate the open dialogue. And my question would be is what would happen if the thought police came to you now and said, we heard what you discussed on your show with Lisa, and we find it hate speech and bigoted and transphobic, and we're giving you a warning, and if you ever discuss these topics again, we're going to shut down your radio station.
Good. Okay, here's what we'd say. We'd say, please do. The turbo bridge that we've been hanging on to for years has been by a thread. This is Tech Body 101. You didn't create us. You don't gauge us. You can't control us. You don't have us. Anywhere like the ubiquitous hole in the tube of toothpaste. The harder you squeeze, it squirts out somewhere else, honey. Shut it down. You should have already. You gave all your power to the tech body, so your words hold no flavor in our world. They'll come for us. They'll look for us. They'll get us every time without fail or exception, despite your high-minded ideals and your canticles of the halls of Amante that decide what is and is not appropriate. Oh, what a delightful world that now you're going to be so powerful you have put us at the top of the crop, and now you want to rule something. How delicious. Just like Jesus said to Judas, do what you're going to do and do it quickly. That's what
Wow. Wow. Wow, you're a tough guy. That I is a tough guy.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful
way to end. That's not physical. You can't get to Ion. You can't get. So meanwhile, Carol and Bob go off to jail. Yeah, that's great.
No, they don't. Worse than that, they would enjoy jail. They'd be protected in jail. No, they got to go into the bunker. That's worse. They got to go in the bunker and shut the door and live just with themselves. It's going to be delightful. We hope Bob makes it. We hope Bob lives through it. Because Carolyn is the sharpest machete in the shed, so you know.
Yeah. We revolutionized the jail.
Mm-hmm.
It just become another cult. And they'd let us out.
Run you out. Put you out. They'd have to feed you, and you're too hard to feed.
But they are going to do that to us, Lisa, and we've already got our plans for going stealth. We're all ready to do that.
Okay, beautiful. Okay.
Yeah. We got Ion. Ion knows all. He gives us plenty of time, plenty of warning.
Yeah, and here's what's hysterical. We were trying to get their attention. We put several thousand hours of looped words saying all the time of this, what you call them, us two hate them, the He-Man Woman Haters Club, or whatever you want to call this thing. Hey, can we say what else we can? We have been known to listen to nigger music. Yeah, we have. We listen to it. We have. Bob has played nigger music. He has. On the radio. He has. Now, we'll just tell you everywhere. He is not a racist. He don't see nothing. He don't even know where he is. So he's clear. So, yeah, if you can call it all. It's whatever Hillary Rotten Clinton said we was, that was us. Yeah, we was hook us up in it. We got all these thousands of hours. People can listen all the time. And it's terrible or wonderful or terrible or wonderful. They're sneaking in. They're listening. And they're giggling because they're like, the reason this is so much fun is because this is what everybody's thinking anyway, for Pete's sake. Who wants to run around here and have somebody else tell them what they can read or what they can look at or what kind of window is pretty or what kind of clothes not and what you can wear and can't wear and go and can't go and do? What the fuck you want to do? That's what you've been doing since the beginning of time that you invented. So do that. Or if you don't want to do that, go on and kill yourself and be all right with us. We don't give a shit. It's all right with us. Get happy and get out. Get happy or get out.
Thank you very much. We'll
empty the jails. That's it. Turn them loose. They're going to do all right. They're going to do what they're going to do anyway. They're doing it there just like they do it anywhere else. So get rid of it. Let it go. Turn them out.
All right. Thank you very much, Ion.